This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Good evening and welcome to Talk to Santa. You can tell by my voice that I am not Miss Ann, who normally greets you whenever the show starts. But Miss Ann, unfortunately, is under the weather tonight. She's at home sick. I'm Chad Hirschberger, and I'm going to be the host to Talk to Santa tonight. Are you guys excited?
Yes.
Are you really excited?
Mm-hmm.
How about you give out a cheer? Show us how excited you are. Ready? One, two, three.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Richie's excited. Are you excited, Sophia?
Yay.
Are you excited, Ella?
Yay.
Yay, they're excited. So, we have an unusual occurrence on Talk to Santa Night. We only have three kids here tonight. Last night I was here because my kids were on the show, and we had seven kids, and tonight we only have three. We should have brought two of them tonight. If I knew I was going to be here tonight, I would have just brought my kids tonight. But they were here last night. So, we are going to have fun tonight talking to three young people, all from the town of Northumberland, and we're going to find out what you want for Christmas, and we're going to talk to Santa on the Magic Radio, which is sitting right to my right. And two of the people that are on tonight, two of our boys and girls, have never been on Talk to Santa before, so this is going to be a lot of fun. Now, do you know that we have to connect to the North Pole so that we can talk to Santa and we can talk to Emma the Elf if she is there tonight? I think she's going to be. She's pretty reliable. But we have to get their attention because they're in the magic radio room waiting for us to hear us through this magic radio. And I was just telling the boys and girls that we had a new thing this year on Talk to Santa where we do this little chant. And the boys and girls this year have been going, Santa, 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 Santa. Do you think you can do that really loud to attract the attention of Emma and Santa?
Santa, 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 Santa.
Everybody!
Santa, Santa, Santa.
Santa, Santa, Santa.
Santa, Santa, Santa.
Santa, Santa, Santa. Uh-oh. Nothing. I don't know if we were loud enough. Should we try it one more time?
Yeah.
All right, ready? Let's take... Oh, you know what? Miss Ann last night did a little bit of elf yoga. Maybe we need to center ourselves first so we can be nice and loud. And honestly, I was paying attention, but I didn't pay attention enough to know the details. So let's just... Everybody take a deep breath. And exhale. One more time. Inhale. And exhale. And then she said, Namaste.
I can hear you in there.
You can hear me in there? Well, we need to hear Santa. So let's try it again. Ready? Are we all centered and ready to go? Yeah. Let's try this one more time. Here we go. Say it loud enough that not only can Santa Claus and Emma hear, but Miss Ann can hear us at home. Ready? One, two, three.
Santa, Santa, Santa.
Santa, Santa, Santa.
Santa.
Oh, I think we got it. Listen. Did you hear that? The magic radio's on. There's the elves. Something's happening at the North Pole tonight.
The last couple of weeks, me and Miss Anna found out that lots of kids have trouble getting up in the morning. We thought that an elf alarm clock might help them get up. The elves here in the workshop can help me make the clocks, but I need to find a way to get the word out. I should make a commercial. Are you having trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Maybe you're too tired to go to school, or maybe you're just tired of that same old alarm clock. I have an answer for you. You need an elf alarm clock. Call 1-800-BUY-AN-ELF for your very own elf alarm clock. Lots of settings to choose from, including Christmas morning. Wake up, wake up, wake up, it's Christmas morning! Santa and I left gifts for you! Come on, wake up! On school days, just choose the school setting. Wake up, it's time to get out of bed, time for school! Get your books, I hope you have your homework done. If you don't get out of bed right now, mister, I will pull your pillows and your covers away. Wake up, wake up, wake up, time to brush your teeth! Your new alarm clock also comes with a bonus weekend setting. Hello? Time to wake up. Hello? is from Elmer, Edgar, Edwin, and me, Emma. And what is the cost of such a wonderful alarm clock? Just 3 payments of chocolate chip cookies. Call 1-800-BUY-AN-ELF. Elf operators are standing by. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I can't wait to tell Miss Anne. Oh, look, perfect timing. The red light's blinking. That's my alarm clock. Hello, Miss Anne.
Hello, Emma. It's not Miss Anne tonight, unfortunately.
Oh, what happened?
Miss Anne has a little touch of the stomach bug tonight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she was up all night last night with the little stomach flu.
Oh, no. I hope she feels better. How are you?
I'm doing great, Emma. It has been a long time. It's been a couple years since I filled in the magic radio room.
I know.
But I always like to talk to you. You know what else, Emma? You know who else I like to talk to?
Who else do you like to talk to?
Well, I like to talk to the boys and girls, and we have...
Right.
We have Sophia here tonight, and Ella's here, and Richie is here, and two of them, Ella and Richie, have never been on Talk to Santa before.
Wow! We'll show them the ropes!
That's right. And there's somebody else I like to talk to.
I know. You want to talk to the Easter Bunny.
No, I want to talk to Rudolph.
Oh, okay.
Is Rudolph there tonight?
Well, sure is. Hey, Rudolph.
Oh, there's Rudolph. Do you hear the bell?
Hey,
oh,
Rudolph.
And there's another person I like to talk to. You know who it is? Santa, Santa, Santa.
Santa, Santa, Santa.
Santa, Santa, Santa.
Hello, Santa Claus.
Please sit down. Oh, well, Merry Christmas, Dad. Merry Christmas, boys and girls.
Merry Christmas, Santa. It's good to hear you again in the magic radio.
Oh, it's so good to hear you, Chad. I'm sorry Miss Anne isn't feeling well, but when I came in, I thought I heard she had a bad throat, and I thought, oh, it's awful, but oh, it's you.
Yeah, she has a very bad cold if she sounds like me, huh?
Oh, my goodness, yes, but you sound wonderful.
Great. Well, we have some boys and girls that want to talk to you tonight, and I think we might just have had two other girls arrive, so maybe we have 5 kids. We'll see. Oh, just one. We have one more here, so we have 4 kids to talk to you tonight. What do you say we do that next?
I think we can do that.
Okay. You are listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107 and online.
'Twas the night before, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Frau Strollers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there rose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter, when what to your wondering eyes should appear, but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Frau Strollers here." Dan whistled and shouted, and called from your list, "Now diamonds, now sapphires, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings." He was just to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry guys, I'll bring you some tools." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, from Fosterlers, that's right."
Fosterlers, we're located on Route 522 in Salesgrove, and online at fosterlers.com.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back. It is time for us to have our first person talk to Santa tonight. And with me is Sophia Krebs, and she is from Northumberland. And Sophia, tell everybody who is listening how old you are. Hello. Oh, now she's bashful.
Hello.
Emma wants to know how old you are, Sophia.
Sophia, come over to the magic radio. It's okay.
6.
She is 6 years old. And Sophia, can you tell us what grade you're in?
First
grade.
Oh, that's
and
a tough
did
one.
Did you realize that in 1 week, just 1 week, it is going to be Easter?
It's
going to
be Christmas.
It's going to be Christmas. That's right.
Christmas.
Well, you know, Emma said about the Easter Bunny, so I had Easter on my mind there. Are you excited for Christmas?
Yeah.
What have you done to get ready for Christmas at your house? Have you put up a tree?
Yes.
What is on the top of the tree? I always like to know what boys and girls put on the top of their tree.
A star.
Okay, a star. And do you have white lights or sparkly colored lights?
You said the word Santa.
Sparkly colored.
Now,
Emma loves sparkles, and so, Emma, I would like Sophia to describe to you the boots that she is wearing tonight.
I need a fashion update!
Tell her what they look like.
They look sparkly.
They're sparkly. She's got a unicorn dress on.
Oh, a unicorn! Goodness.
Unicorns and sparkles! One, two, three things!
Goodness, calm down now, Emma.
If she had a chocolate chip cookie hat on, Emma would just go wild.
Oh, yeah, she went pretty wild already there, Chad.
So, Sophia, what else are you doing to get ready for Christmas? You don't know? Have you bought all the gifts you need to buy? You're not sure? What are you planning at school for Christmas? Do you have any special programs or anything coming up this week? I know my kids get to dress in cool things during this week. Do you?
We're having a Christmas party.
A Christmas party? And what are you going to wear?
I don't know.
You don't know? Now, an all-important question that we like to ask the boys and girls so that Santa and Emma can be prepared less than a week from tonight. Do you have any pets?
Yes.
And what pets do you have?
I have a cat and a dog.
A cat and a dog, so Santa and Emma.
Are they nice?
And a fish. Emma, I don't think you need to worry about the fish.
Okay, the fish can be my spotter. He can watch for me.
So you have a fish and a cat and a dog. What's the dog's name?
Bruce Lee.
Say that again?
Bruce Lee.
Okay, Bruce Lee. That's a neat name. So, is there something special that you would like to find under the tree this year when Santa and Emma come to your house to visit? Do you have a list in your head?
Yes.
Okay, can you want to tell them some of the things you'd like?
Oh, wow.
You thinking about it?
LOL dolls.
Oh, LOL dolls. Gotcha.
Dad, gotcha.
See, I thought
with
you
the
wanted
program.
Them to laugh out loud. I didn't know that there's a doll. I am out of the loop on that one.
That's
what does
okay.
an LOL doll do?
Sophia, I got your back.
Yeah, Emma knows about all these toys. My kids have like jumped into the electronic stuff, and now they're away from toys. So, anything else other than the LOL doll? Okay, she's shaking her head.
A hoverboard.
Hoverboard? Santa, I'm going to try that out.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you made any of those lately, Emma, in the toy factory shop?
Oh, yeah. We have races to test them.
Well, that sounds cool. So, anything else that you want to have under the tree, Sophia? She's shaking her head again.
Girlfriends.
Okay. Anything else?
Oh,
still thinking. No, she shook her head no. So.
Surprises for Sophia. What do you think,
surprises?
Emma?
Do you think you want some surprises?
Yes.
She got all excited about that, Santa.
And is Sophia going to bring us a song tonight?
That's what I was going to ask her. Do you have a song you'd like to sing tonight? She's thinking. Should we sing Jingle Bells together? Yeah? All right. Does everybody else want to help us? Let's try it. Ready?
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Hey! A key change in the middle of there.
Sophia Krebs. Let's see what we find in the great big book here at the North Pole about Sophia, Emma.
All right. It says here that Sophia is doing well in spelling. S-P-E-L-L-I-N-G. Spelling. That's right. Good job, Sophia. Now, it says here that you can improve on going to bed on time. Can you work on that, Sophia?
Can you work on that, Sophia?
Yeah.
All right, she's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, let's see what might be on the workbench here for Sophia. Oh, my goodness. She said she loves surprises. And, oh, look at these surprises over here and some more over there. And I think we're going to bring her an LOL doll. And maybe more than one. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give
Sophia
a great
big
gold star. Sophia, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Sophia. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk to a first-timer here on the Magic Radio. It is Richie Good. That's coming up next here on News Radio 1070, WKOK, Eagle 107, and online.
I can't wait to go to Silver Moon Furniture.
Why is that?
Well, I'm looking for a living room group, and with my purchase, I hear that they're giving each person a free lifelike Christmas tree. It will look great with the new furniture.
Great prices, I always hear.
Let's go now.
Enjoy the quality and unmatched customer service at Silver Moon Furniture Lewisburg. Silver Moon Furniture features beautifully crafted American-made furniture. One of the things that sets Silver Moon Furniture apart from the other stores is their ability to customize your furniture with exactly the right upholstery as well as other features. Plus, you can choose from over 450 styles of upholstery, 8 types of wood. Open Monday through Friday from 9 till 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 p.m. Silver Moon Furniture, located at 211 Silver Moon Lane in Lewisburg, across from the Silver Moon Flea Market.
And meet me at the Silver Moon.
Boys and girls, you can see Santa and Mrs. Claus this Sunday morning in person. Santa will be at the Silver Moon Flea Market, Route 15, Lewisburg, this Sunday. Moms and dads, you will love the treasures you find at Silver Moon Flea Market, too, every Sunday.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. Chad Hershberger filling in for Miss Ann Blue just tonight. And Richie Good is here ready to talk to Santa, I think. He's laying on the floor. And so I'm going to have to get a little closer to you, Richie. Richie, you want to say hi to Emma and Santa Claus?
Hi.
Well, hi!
My goodness, Richie. Now, Merry Christmas to you.
Richie is being a fashion statement person tonight. He is wearing a sweater that has a little pocket, and out of the pocket, it looks like a reindeer is looking at me.
Ah, that's a tiny little reindeer!
My pocket.
Tell him that.
Your little book.
He's in
There's
your
a
pocket.
Reindeer coming out of his pocket. Now, is that, I can't see. Is that Rudolph? Is there a red nose there or not?
Check the nose! No. That's how you know!
No, there's not a red nose.
Oh, it must be Dancer or Prancer.
So, Richie, do you go to school yet?
Yeah.
Where do you go to school? What grade are you in? You go to preschool?
Yeah.
Where do you go to preschool? Do you know the name of the school?
Yeah, I swim.
You swim at preschool?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, that sounds like fun. Are you a good swimmer?
Sounds really cold.
Yeah.
Is it cold in the pool?
No.
No, is it a heated pool?
Yeah.
Oh, it's inside. I see.
Do you like to swim?
Yeah.
You like to swim, and do you think when you're swimming, do you act like a fish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I swim underwater.
You swim underwater? Do you open your eyes underwater?
Yeah.
You do? What do you see?
Kids. Lots of water!
Lots of water, Emma says. Yeah, probably you do. So, Richie, are you excited for Christmas? We were talking beforehand. It's only a week away.
Yeah.
Yeah? And do you have a big Christmas tree or a little Christmas tree at home?
The biggest Christmas tree.
A big Christmas tree? And what's on the top of your Christmas tree?
No star.
A star?
No star.
No star? What's on the top then?
Decorations.
Decorations and ornaments? Do you have lights on your tree?
Yeah.
What color are the lights? He's thinking. He's picturing it in his mind.
Orange.
Orange Christmas lights? I've never heard of orange Christmas lights.
Whoa, wait
sounds
a minute
like a
here.
Halloween tree.
Jinx, the elf says there's more than just orange.
That sounds cool, though. Do you put on any special ornaments on your tree?
Yeah.
Actually, I think Richie is doing some elf yoga while we're doing this, Emma, because he's laying on the floor kicking his feet up. I think he's doing yoga.
Up, yep, that must be downward facing reindeer.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
So is there anything that you do special for Santa on Christmas Eve? Do you leave out anything for Santa and the reindeer, Richie?
Yeah.
What do you leave out?
Window cards.
Cards?
The window cards.
Cars.
Well,
it's on your list. He's telling you something that's on your list.
I thought I was gonna get a Ferrari from Richie.
Yeah, well, maybe. Who knows? Richie, but do you leave anything on like the counter or near the Christmas tree for Santa and the elves to eat?
No.
Okay, so it's diet time when you come to Richie's house, Santa.
Well, we'll work very hard there, and we might find something in the fridge.
maybe you could just put out a salad for Santa or something. What do you think? He's thinking about it. So, Richie, you started to tell us your Christmas list already. You want to tell Santa the things that you would like to find under that tree with orange lights on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas Day.
Okay, Christmas Day, and what do you want?
Window cards.
Okay, cars.
Window cards.
That's it? That's the only thing you want.
He's got a very simple list, Chad.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah.
Do you like surprises?
Yeah.
Oh, I will bet we can get some surprises.
Do you like to play
surprises?
Games? Yeah? So maybe you could, maybe Santa would leave you some games or something. Yeah?
Does Richie want to sing for us?
I think maybe a yoga mat might be good for Richie too, Emma. Put that on your list. Should we have Santa and Emma check? Oh, wait, before they check the book. You told me that you had a song to sing. You were going to sing a Merry Christmas song. Are you going to do that for Santa and Emma?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that would
Should
be
we ask
wonderful.
Emma for an extra long drum roll first? Okay, can you say, Emma, drum roll?
Emma, drum roll.
Oh, I can do that, Richie! Take it away, Richie!
Okay, Richie, sing.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, there you go. He just wanted to say Merry Christmas.
Maybe we
could put it to music. How about Merry Christmas?
Merry goodness.
Oh,
Merry goodness.
That was wonderful, Richie.
Richie, should we see if Emma and Santa can look in the big book? Oh, he's shaking his head no.
Well,
you don't want to know?
Let us see about that.
He said, wait, his hair is going down. He's got to fix his hair. He's got to look presentable for the big book reveal.
Well, let's take a look in this great big book and find Richie Good. Oh, my goodness. 4 years old. Oh, there he is right there. Emma.
All right. It says here that Richie is doing well at putting away his toys when he's done playing with them. That's wonderful. You know why, Richie? Because I'm the official room inspector. I like to see a nice, clean room on Christmas Eve, okay?
Do you think you can have your room all clean on Christmas Eve, Richie?
It says he does really good with that, Chad.
It's all messy.
That's okay. You clean it up for me Christmas Eve. But it says here that you could improve by not throwing tantrums when you're told no. No more throwing
tantrums,
okay?
When you're told no. He's thinking about that. He almost shook his head no.
Can you work
you
on
promise?
That, Richie?
You'll try?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Richie.
He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Let's take a look at the great big workbench here. Oh, my goodness. For such a little boy, so many surprises. Oh, Richie is going to be very happy on Christmas. And, well, let's bring him a light-up car, Emma.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Richard Good, Richie a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Richie. Oh, ho,
ho, ho. You can never...
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Emma and Santa, I wish you would have seen. As soon as the gold star came, there was a flick of the hair and a smile.
Oh, that was wonderful. We love that.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, Richie. And hopefully that light-up car is just what you wanted on Christmas Day. All right. Coming up next, we have another first-timer on Talk to Santa, Ella Springer from Northumberland. She will get to talk to Santa through the magic radio. Coming up after this on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Happy holidays from your friends at Service First. Since 1975, Service First Federal Credit Union has been helping its members achieve their financial goals. We've been there when you bought your first car, when you headed off to college, decided to purchase your home, started your business, and even planned for your retirement. As your local credit union, we're looking forward to continuing this tradition. We've got you covered, no matter what may pop up along the way. Whether you're in one of our 11 branch locations or out and about in the community, our credit union team shares 7 core values that ensure our focus is always to strengthen the financial lives of our members and the communities that we call home. Learn more today. Visit serviceone.org. That's serviceone.org. And see why at Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. We have our third child on tonight to Talk to Santa, and Ella Springer is with us. She's from Northumberland, and this is your first time to Talk to Santa through the magic radio, isn't it, Ella?
Mm-hmm.
So are you just super duper fabulously excited about talking to Santa?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead, say hi, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Well, hello there, Ella, and I don't know how to be more excited than that if you tried every way you could, Ella. Oh, Christmas is right around the corner, and we are working so hard here at the North Pole to make sure we get all of the toys for boys and girls ready for Christmas.
It's a busy week, isn't it? So Ella is here. She also is decked out in her Christmas attire. And let's just start from her head to her toes. We've got a little Christmas shirt on. Tell them what it says on your shirt. Do you know?
No, I don't.
It is red, sparkly goodness that says Merry and Bright on the front.
Yay! Oh! Sparkle, 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 sparkle!
And she's got some red pants on that have some reindeer antlers with sparkles.
Oh, my goodness, no. Rudolph is all excited, too. Oh!
And there's Rudolph. And tell Emma what's on your shoes, Ella.
Stars and sparkles.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a loud, loud scream of excitement from Emma, wasn't it?
Sparkles, sparkles, sparkles! Yes, it was.
Emma loves sparkles.
I am the sparkle queen!
No, I just realized Emma sounds very much like Ella. You and Emma have similar names.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Emma. They do sound alike.
Ella, Emma, Emma, Ella. It's a fun game you can
play. Nice to meet you.
Are you going to leave anything out for Emma on Christmas Eve?
I'm going to leave her a toy.
Did you hear that, Emma?
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. Are you going to leave anything out for Santa Claus?
Cookies.
Oh, my goodness. You know, there's nothing old Santa Claus likes better as we travel around the world than some good cookies at the stops we make.
And I want to ask you, Ella, what's your favorite kind of cookie?
Chocolate chip.
Oh, my goodness.
I kind of had a feeling.
That's old Santa Claus's favorite cookie, too, Ella.
Do you want to ask Emma what her favorite cookie is?
What's Emma's favorite cookie? All of them! Not really. I like sugar
cookies because they have sparkles!
Whoa. Have you ever seen a sparkly sugar cookie, Ella?
Yes.
Are you all ready for Christmas now that we are just 1 week away?
Yeah.
You have all your gifts bought for your relatives and friends?
Yeah.
Your tree's up?
Uh-huh.
Do you have orange lights on your tree?
No, I have gold.
Gold lights? That sounds cool.
That sounds beautiful!
Do you have a gold star on the top?
Yeah.
Very cool.
I hear jingling. Who has bells?
Oh, well, you have to wait. We've got a jingler later. That's a preview of later in the show.
Well, my goodness. Chippy the Elf says that Ella's been very good this year. But we're going to have to check, of course, in a little while in the big book.
Is Chippy your elf?
Yeah.
And he comes every night while you're sleeping, or he leaves to give Santa reports and he comes back?
Yeah.
Where's the strangest place you found Chippy this year?
I don't know.
You don't know?
He's everywhere. When you're not looking, he's somewhere else.
And you know, with Santa, he sees you when you sleep, when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. Is that a little scary?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because it's Santa!
Are you, what grade are you in at school? You were telling me you go to preschool, right?
Yeah.
And can you tell everybody how old you are?
5.
You are 5 years old? This is an exciting time of year for you, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song that you want to sing to Santa tonight? Oh, she's thinking. Do you want to sing Rudolph?
Yeah.
Maybe if you sing Rudolph, we will hear Rudolph's bells dancing to you singing. You want to try that? Do you need a little help? Do you want us to help you?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Rudolph, come on in here now!
Want to do the chorus?
Mm-hmm.
Ready? You guys want to help me? Here we go.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a little shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it grows. All of the other reindeer used to love and call him names. They never let her Rudolph join in the reindeer games. And on a foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then all the reindeer loved him and shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll learn history.
Oh my goodness, Rudolph, calm down.
Rudolph's on the ceiling.
Goodness, he is so
excited. Is his nose blinking, Emma and Santa?
Yeah.
Is his nose blinking?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Rudolph's excited. Rudolph has a big job coming up too, doesn't he? Should we see in the big book what it says about you, Ella?
Yeah.
Because we said Santa's been watching and Chippy's been watching, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there's going to be good things in the book?
Yep.
You think there's going to be any bad things?
Nope.
Nope. Well, let's see. Emma, Santa, can you get the big book out and see what the status is on Ella?
Yes, we can, but did we go over what she wanted?
Oh, no. I forgot. I didn't ask you what you wanted for Christmas.
I have to put that in the book, too.
That's what happens when the fill-in is in.
Okay.
Ella, tell us, what do you want for Christmas?
A baby doll and a LOL and a mushroom and a flying bag.
Oh, my word, that's a long list for Santa. Do you think he has room in the sleigh for all that stuff?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My
that
goodness.
And so
let's
much
see.
Lots of surprises, too.
All right, let's check the book, Emma.
Take a look in this great big book here at the North Pole. And find Ella Springer!
Oh! All right! It says here that Ella is doing well in school and helping with her new baby cousin. That's really wonderful. That baby's going to watch everything you do and want to play all the time. That's great. But it says here you can improve on helping with chores around the house and listening better. So, now, Chad, we haven't done this in a while. Do you remember elf ears?
I don't.
Okay.
Remind me.
All right. So I want you to take the ear tips, little tips on the ears, and you pull on them a little bit.
Okay. Towards the top, right?
Yeah, towards the top. So they make little elf ears. You see how they
make
it? Can
anybody do that? You can do both of them. I have to hold the microphone, so I can only do it with one.
Okay.
It looks better with two. I probably look really silly, don't I?
All right.
All right. We're all doing elf ears,
okay,
Emma.
Good. Those are your elf ears, and they are for listening to Mom and Dad better, okay? See? They work. I know they do.
And I could hear you better doing that, too.
See? All right. Ella, can you listen to Mom and Dad better and do your chores?
Yeah.
Let's see what's on the workbench here for Ella. Oh, my goodness. Oh, look what we have over here, Emma. Don't mention it. And surprises over here. And here's a mystery box. Oh, my goodness. She's going to love that. And also, let's bring her a baby doll for Christmas.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Ella a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Ella. Merry Christmas.
Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Ella. I hope you have a great Christmas and you get everything you want under the tree next Tuesday. Well, we have two more people to talk to Santa tonight. And next up is Olivia. She's going to talk to Santa next right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, getting back into shape, strengthening your heart. But the why is what you make of it, so make it your own.
My why is a morning swim and an evening spin class.
My why is a personal trainer who helps me realize my potential.
My why is a community where everyone fits in.
My why is where I learned to swim as a kid, where my daughter learned how to swim as a kid, and where my granddaughter will learn to swim as a kid.
The why is a place for families to go together and for kids to learn that an active, healthy lifestyle can be fun. Children learn how to reach for new goals. Families spend quality time together. And we all build and grow relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You are supporting the values and programs that strengthen our community. Stop in at one of our four branches located in Sunbury, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Lewisburg. Take a tour and learn more about Y programs. The Y is for a better you. The Y is for a better me. The Y for a better us.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to our show tonight. I just looked at our next person's shirt, and Emma, I hope you're sitting down.
But
before I tell you what's on it.
Okay, I'm ready.
We have Olivia Sanduzza. Did I do okay? Oh, I did well. I've been practicing her name for a couple minutes here. Olivia's with us. Tell everybody how old you are.
Six.
She is 6 years old. And what grade are you in?
First.
First grade. And where do you go to school?
Beck Elementary.
Beck Elementary in Sunbury. Mm-hmm. So, do you want to say hi to your teacher?
My teacher?
You want to say hello?
Hello.
I don't know if your teacher's listening, but she can catch the podcast later. And you said a special shout out. Now, Emma, you asked me earlier about these jingling bells.
I kept hearing jingles somewhere.
We've got double jinglers, and we're going to talk to the other jingler later, but Olivia's one of the jinglers, so can you jingle your bells?
That's what I was hearing.
She has bells on a beautiful red pearl-like necklace around her neck, and she is wearing a headband that has a little Christmas tree-like hat on the top of it. And her shirt, wait for it, Emma. It's red.
I'm ready.
And on the front, it says, Olivia, you want to tell her?
Sparkle all the way.
And of course, it's sparkly. Silver sparkly. And She's wearing gray pants. And tell Emma what's on the gray pants.
Sparkles.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Chad. Now Emma's nose is starting to blink red. Oh.
Emma loves the sparkles. What's that?
Is Rudolph's nose blinking?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, is Rudolph outside the door again? Oh, there he is.
As soon as he hears his name, he comes rushing in. You called?
I can't wait for Rudolph to lead that sleigh with all the reindeer, can you? Are you excited for Christmas?
Yes.
It is not too far off. Are you all ready, or do you still have things to do to get ready?
Well, we have still things to do to get ready.
Oh, my goodness. So do we here at the North Pole, Olivia.
Do you think, Olivia, that you have as much stuff to do as Santa Claus does?
I don't know.
Do you have your tree up?
Yes.
I've been asking everybody, what color is your lights and what's on the top?
Our lights are golden.
And on the top?
My dad put an angel there.
Angel.
So we've bye.
I like angels on the top too. We put an angel on sometimes in our house too. Are you doing anything special at school this week for Christmas?
Nothing.
Nothing? Do you get to wear some festive clothes?
Yeah.
You should wear this outfit. I think the kids would like it. Do you think so?
Mm-hmm.
Any pets at home that Emma and Santa need to be cautious of when they come next week?
A black cat with a little white in the middle.
And what's your cat's name?
Conger.
Okay, so watch out for the cat, Emma.
I will bring the catnip.
And she's old.
She's old, so Emma won't have to worry about her too much?
Yeah.
She's an old lady. I'll just snuggle up with her.
Do you have another cat, too?
I have another dog. She's 5 months. She's a cockapoo mixed with a poodle. And she's like 5 months.
That's still a puppy.
I had a dog like that when I was young, too. They're pretty cool, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. They're cute.
They are cute. And is she small or is she growing?
She's like this big.
So pretty big is what she's showing us.
Well, my goodness, Chad. Angelica says that Olivia's dog is just slightly bigger than that.
And Angelica, who's Angelica?
He's my elf.
You have an elf on the shelf, too?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Angelica has good things to report to Santa?
Mm-hmm.
Have you found Angelica anywhere very strange this year?
Yeah, when she gave me a gingerbread house, she went on the counter.
Oh, my word. That's funny. Those elves, they are, as we say in our house, they're a little bit cheeky, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're tricky.
Oh, that is exactly the way Emma trains them to be.
I train them to be sneaky and cheeky.
Santa something?
Yeah, Olivia wants to ask you something, Santa.
Go ahead, Olivia.
She's thinking. She's trying to decide.
Deep questions with Santa.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, while you're thinking, do you have some items on your list that you'd like to ask Santa, things you want for Christmas? I didn't forget this time. So go over your list with Santa.
I want a Play-Doh thing that makes, like, Play-Doh ice cream things.
Ooh, a Play-Doh ice cream making set.
Oh, my goodness.
You're not going to eat the Play-Doh ice cream, though.
Yeah.
Just for fun, right?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want to eat Play-Doh. I haven't eaten Play-Doh since I was, like, 3.
And I also want...
Surprises? LOL
doll.
Another LOL doll. Now that I know what they are, I get it.
You got it!
I'm laughing out loud. Get it? I'm laughing out loud.
Oh, my goodness. goodness. Oh, that Chad. Oh, he's got quite a sense of humor, boys and girls. Is Olivia going to sing a song?
I was just going to ask her that. I'm a little scared because I hear the leafing of the pages. Maybe they're looking me up in the big book. I don't want them to do that. Let's do the song, Olivia.
Okay.
You ready? Should we ask for a drum roll?
Yes.
Say, Emma, drum roll.
Emma, drum roll, please.
You got it! Take it away, Olivia!
Go.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They didn't let poor Rudolph join any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee,
Yippee!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Oh, my goodness, Olivia. That was wonderful. Oh,
all right, Emma. You got that big book handy?
Oh, my goodness. We have to calm Rudolph down first, Rudolph. Off the ceiling. We need a reindeer spatula to get him off the ceiling. Let's take a look in the great big book now.
I already paid. I turned to her page.
I see that. Olivia Sanduta.
All right, let's see. It says here that she's doing well in writing and reading and in dance. That's wonderful, Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
It says here you could improve on following directions. So can you work on following directions?
Maybe if you need to hear them more, you can do elf ears. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Do you promise?
Yes.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness. Let's see what's on the workbench here for Olivia. Oh, look over here. Surprises. And over here, more surprises. Oh, and she didn't think of this one. But we're also going to bring her an LOL surprise doll.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Olivia a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Olivia. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas to you, Olivia, and to your whole family. And coming up next, our last girl of the evening, Alexandria, is here, and she wants to talk to Santa, and we're going to do that next right here on News Radio 1070 and Eagle 107.
So you're hungry, but you're busy. As mealtime gets closer, you feel like your day is slowly winding. Satisfy that hunger with taste of Philly and Sealands Grove. Pick up or have your order delivered and enjoy their own Philly cheese sauce from different cheese blends. Nothing ever comes from a can. And Bucknell and SU students get an extra 10% off your order with your school ID. Seniors also get a 10% discount. Enjoy an ice cold Pepsi too at Taste of Philly, South Water Street in Sealands Grove. Open Wednesday and Thursday 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday 11 to 8, and Sunday noon till 7. Find them on Facebook too.
It is at this magical and wondrous time of year when everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One wishes you and your families all the joys this season brings. May your time with family and friends be the source of memories that you will treasure all through the years. Your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One would like to take this moment to thank you for your business, and they look forward to serving you again in the upcoming new year. May you have a delightful and holiday season and cherish the old and new memories made. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. So remember, as you check your list not once but dozens of times, as you bring out that special decoration or tree that's been in the family for years, as you add new ones the kids just made in school, your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One just south of Lewisburg on Route 15 want you to know they wish you the very best this holiday season has to give. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy new year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Oberdorf's Carpet One, just south of Lewisburg on Route 15.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. We have our final contestant, if you will, on Talk to Santa. But before we talk to Alexandria, Olivia, who we just talked to, just brought over. She has a sparkly, looking like Santa, red nutcracker with her. And we're afraid that Emma might steal it, so she might sleep with it on Christmas Eve.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Be on the lookout for that. So Alexandria Heim is with us. Hi, Alexandria.
Hi.
You have been on Talk to Santa before, right?
Yeah.
And how old are you this year?
Six.
Oh, six. I don't think that's right, Chad. It says right here in the book that Alexandria is five. Oh, wait a minute.
No.
Wait a minute.
That's last year's book.
That was last year's book. You're looking at the wrong one.
Oh, my goodness. Alexandria is 6 years old. Oh.
Alexandria, tell us what grade you're in.
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten is like my favorite grade. Do you like kindergarten? She shook her head yes. This is radio. You need to speak. What is your favorite thing about kindergarten?
Recess.
Hey, that reminds me of a... Because it makes me think of a question. I wonder if the elves get recess when they're making the toys. Santa?
Well, my goodness, yes. We often give them a little bit of time off because they work so hard.
Elf recess would probably be fun. Do you get to go outside this time of year for recess or do you have to stay inside?
We get to go outside.
And what do you do when you go outside for recess?
Play games and run around.
That sounds like fun.
Sounds chilly.
Do you have a favorite subject in school? Favorite thing you do in school when you're learning?
Art class.
You like art class? Cool. Do you like to draw?
And gym.
Oh, you like gym too? Do you get to play some fun games in gym? Do you get to play any Christmas games in gym? Oh, I thought you could give me an idea because, you see, I'm going into my son's class this week, and I have to play games, and so we decided that I'm going to play reindeer games. You think that sounds like fun?
Yeah.
We'll run around. We have a couple ideas. One of them is pretend that we're snowmen, and we walk like snowmen. Do you think snowmen can walk?
No.
Okay, maybe that wasn't a good idea.
No, snowmen have a little trouble getting around. They seem frozen to the ground. Oh, except for Frosty, of course.
That's what Alexander just said, except for Frosty.
Oh, Frosty can get around just fine.
It's all in the hat.
Are you ready for Christmas? You don't have much time.
Yeah.
Do you have your tree ready?
Uh-huh. We didn't set up the cookies yet.
What kind of cookies do you put out?
Sugar cookies and chocolate chips.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Alexandria. That's going to make old Santa Claus happy. Emma as well.
Well, those are favorites at the North Pole, so I bet you there won't be any left when you wake up on Christmas morning.
The sugar ones are for Emma, and the chocolate chips ones are for Santa.
Yay! That's a great thing to know, my Alexandria. Thank you.
Anything for Rudolph?
Do you know what reindeer like?
Do you know what reindeer like, Alexandria?
How many reindeer are there? There are nine that go with the sleigh every night.
Okay.
Yeah, there's Dasher.
Nine carrots.
Nine carrots.
Oh, Rudolph is very happy about that.
Exactly.
He loves his carrots.
And apples and oats.
Does that mean nine carrots, nine sugar cookies, and nine chocolate chip cookies?
Yes.
Whoa, my
Lots
goodness.
Lots of goodies for Santa and the elves.
We made out okay here, Emma.
All right.
So, is there anything this week that you get to do at school special for Christmas? No, you're not going to do any special crafts or singing or a concert.
Can I tell Emma this?
Oh my word. Yeah. I forgot. One of the most important things.
I heard a secret.
Emma, we forgot to tell you what she's wearing.
I need a fashion update.
Okay, so she has on, like, black patent leather style shoes, and she has a red bow in her hair.
I love bows!
But what I didn't tell you is what was between the bow and the shoes. Alexandra, do you want to tell her?
Oh, my shirt and my pants are glitter.
Nearly as good as sparkle!
So, you know, because we've been doing that little Santa cheer at the beginning, Emma, maybe we ought to change it to sparkle, sparkle, sparkle.
Sparkle, sparkle, sparkle!
Do you think that
sparkle,
would be good?
Sparkle, sparkles! I love it!
And she is also the other half of the jingling duo because she is wearing...
Jingle bells!
A jingle bell bracelet.
Oh my, and it sounds so nice.
All right, do you want to tell Santa and Emma what you'd like for Christmas?
An American Girl doll, and I want the Willy Wisher, and her name's Emerson, and LOL dolls, and a Harry Potter set, a castle, and a dragon with the carriage.
Wow,
that sounds like a great list.
Yeah. Do you have a song to sing for them?
Frosty.
Whoa, Frosty, come on in here.
Frosty the snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman had to hurry on his way, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Frosty the snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and toys made out of coal.
Whoa! Yay! My goodness! What a wonderful job, Alexandria! Oh, my goodness! Frosty was so happy. Well, let's take a look in Santa Claus's great big book here and see what it says about Alexandria Heim.
Oh, right. It says here that Alexandria is doing well in piano lessons. That's great. You keep up the good work, Alexandria. Now, it says here that you can improve on getting up in the morning for school. Sounds like you need an elf alarm clock.
Do you think you need an elf alarm clock? Add that to your list. She's shaking her head yes.
Can you work on getting up in the morning?
Can you work on getting up in the morning?
Yeah.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Let's take a look at the old workbench here and see what we might have for Alexandria. Oh, my goodness. She does like dolls, doesn't she? And over here, here's a surprise. And over there, two surprises. And over here, my goodness, a big mountain of surprises. And let's bring her an American Girl doll, Ella.
All right.
Well, I keep calling you Ella. Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Alexandria a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Alexandria. Merry Christmas. And Merry Christmas, Miss Anne. And Merry Christmas, Mr. Chad.
Hopefully Miss Anne will be back last night. Last night. She was here last night. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow night.
I got an idea, Chad.
What's that?
I think we should look at Miss Anne in the big book.
Oh! Can we look up Miss Anne in the big book?
Okay, let's take a look and see what it says in the big book about Miss Anne.
It says here that Miss Anne is a great host for Talk to Santa, and she loves to hang out with the kids in Central Pennsylvania.
Well, yay! Merry Christmas, Miss Anne.
All right, I'm going to light the fuse. Here we go. I'm going to light it. There it goes. Yay!
Time for a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Ran out of time.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Emma and Santa. You want to say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
We'll have more Talk to Santa tomorrow night.
Talk to Santa has been sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Tune in each weeknight at 6 during the holiday season for Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107. Classic Rock.